Welcome, welcome, welcome to Relationship Reload. Hey, Leslie, how you doing tonight? You doing all right?
I am doing just great. How are you tonight?
Doing good. We got our special guest on the line. We're ready to bring him on board tonight, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a powerful night. If you haven't called in yet, you got a short window of time that we're going to be able to speak to our guest tonight. I'm going to make an introduction real quick because the time is precious right now. And let me just give you a little background. We've had some very, very powerful, enlightening, and insightful conversations with Jack A. Daniels, and I'm telling you, he's got some things he's going to discuss with us quickly tonight. If you want to move beyond the limitations and achieve breakthrough results, Jack A. Daniels will help you learn what it means to stay out of your own way. Daniels equips individuals and organizations with the tools necessary to maximize your passions, your potentials, and purpose. And so, Leslie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, we welcome you there.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like you're ready now. We welcome to the Relationship Reload back again. Jack A. Daniels, how you doing, Jack?
Man, I'm fantastic. How y'all doing?
We are doing wonderful, man. Glad to hear that voice again.
I'm just excited. You know, I love coming to this show because it's always entertaining and your audience is just absolutely amazing and y'all are just, like, phenomenal. I mean, thank you for having me back. Thank you so much for having me back.
It's always a blast to have you on the show, and I want to make a formal introduction to Leslie Renee. Leslie Renee, this is Jack A. Daniels.
Hi, well, Leslie.
Hi, Jack A. Daniels. It is nice to meet you.
No, the pleasure's all mine. I mean, it sounds like you're in good company, so you all right
with
me.
Yeah, I like that.
I know a couple of good people around these parts, but yeah.
Okay.
You've got to share with us what's been going on with you. I've been seeing a lot of different things that you've been doing. In the last segment that we did, we had to make a promo out of some of what you talked about on the show. I mean, Leslie, he's the one that introduced us into the freak, the friend, or the forever, and I will never, ever forget that.
Watch your mouth.
And it's like, are you going to share a little bit about what you shared with me a few minutes ago, right?
Oh, you talking about, you mean Leslie, or?
Stop right there.
Let's wait. Disclaimer on the freak, the friend, or forever. I don't know where Brother Jack Daniels is going to go on this tonight. So,
the freak, the friend, or forever is definitely, it's one of those things that people rarely talk about. They have a hard time identifying, like, what categories that you're actually in. And what I say to people, especially women all the time, is that you have to be aware of what category you fit into, because there are a lot of guys that will string you out. It's almost like that picture of a horse and a donkey. And the guy is sitting on top of the cart, and he's got to stick with the carrot. And that's pretty much what guys do. We sometimes string you along on all of our strategies of convenience for us. And identifying what category you're in helps so much in terms of fostering the growth and development of the relationship. So you got to determine, Leslie, if you're the freak, the friend, or the forever, if you ain't asked your man that, something wrong with your relationship.
You got to know where you fall. You've got to know where you fall. That's been a powerful, powerful tool, I'll say, that I've been using. And, you know, so it's really benefited me, especially now. And you don't know what I'm going through right now. I'm going through a serious divorce right now.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you knew that, Jack. Yeah.
No, sorry.
And so
me too. I've been there before, so I understand the pain. I definitely get it. And, you know what? You know what the best thing to do, though, Michael? And I tell guys this all the time, talk about it. Because we hold so much in, and we repress all of our emotions and some of the things that are going on with us. And because of that, our stress levels are higher. We have more heart disease. We have more physical ailments. And all of these things that are bad about holding things in, and as a therapist, I try to get people to have as much emotional comfort and vulnerability as they possibly can, because at the end of the day, we're prone to more ailments than women are, because women can sit on the couch and talk to their men and pour it all out and cry it all out. But as men, we kind of, we hold all of that in, and we're taught to be strong. I say it all the time. Men are like turtles, hard on the outside, soft on the inside, but willing to stick our necks out for what we believe in. And
yes.
That hard exterior shell sometimes gets us in trouble. Now, that's good in terms of being the protector, in terms of being, that guy that holds his family down. But when you're talking about our emotional stability, it's really not healthy. So I know you're not the type that does that, but for anyone that's listening, I really want to encourage you, find someone. Doesn't have, and you know what? So sometimes you find the comfort of a woman. I mean, talk to her.
Right.
Don't talk to her like that and make her your freak, but just talk to her and make her, make her your friend, somebody that you can just pour it all out to. There's a difference, Leslie. I got to explain that to you. There's a difference.
And you know what? It's good that you say that, because when you're going through a process like this, it may not be divorce, but it might be a situation where a man in his man cave. You got to be careful. You got to know who you can talk to. And thank God that there's some people I can talk to. Thank God for this show, because I'm able to release some stuff out and not hold things in. And I'm able to see some healing take place faster than I normally would if I did not have an avenue to release some different things. So I really appreciate what you just said, because that's really helped me a lot. So any men out there going through something like that, I'm telling you, this is the best way to release stuff like that, is to talk about it.
Hey, listen, men hurt too. And
The
more people realize that we're not as strong as people would like us to be, and we're not as brave, we're not as confident sometimes. We have some things that are going on with us that we really need to discuss and talk about and let out sometimes. And sometimes we do it in negative ways, and we take on things that are unhealthy. So we'll take on addictions, we'll take on sexual paralysis, we'll do whatever it takes to numb the pain, to numb what it is that we're going through. And numbing is not good. In fact, numbing is one of those things that, there's no real great way to do it as a human being. Technically, we can't numb our emotions. It's physically impossible. And there are also, the studies will tell you that a negative emotion is just as likely to trigger a negative response, just like a positive emotional trigger is going to trigger that emotional response as well. So if you're thinking about holding all that stuff in, I actually had a wonderful program called Healing 100 Hearts in 100 Days. And
it's
a phenomenal program that, we took and we put out there. And over 23,000 people have gone through this challenge. And it was absolutely free at the time. Not free
at the time, yeah. I understand.
You're
time putting it together.
To date, 23,000 people have gone through this program, and it really teaches you how to regain control, rebuild confidence, and renew that happiness and that joy that's inside of your heart that tells you it's okay to love again. And I'm a witness, it's okay to love again. It can happen. It will happen if you just trust the process.
Go ahead, Leslie.
No, I was just commenting and saying that's good. I mean, I'm sitting here quietly listening, and I think right now how I identify myself right now, I guess because I'm married, I want to say that I'm the forever, but I have been all of the above. So
and let me say this. In terms of being like the freak friend of forever, you said something that was really, really pivotal. You're married, and there's so many women who will trick themselves by telling themselves that they're all three. And you can't be all three if you're not married, because if he hasn't put a ring on it, if he hasn't committed to you, more than likely you may have forever potential, but you're not going to be all three of those. Now, ideally, as men, Michael, we we want all three. We want the freak friend and forever.
Sure. Yes, Lord.
As much as we can get it. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I need you to be all three.
This is how y'all want that to go down. If you had all three, you want the wifey, the forever, to be mm-hmm. your friend. But then when you
and
get
the
behind them cars, that's when you want the freak to come out.
That's right.
And that's okay. Because when you, you know, there's no such thing as you know, being a freak, because the marriage bed is undefiled. So you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
From the
it's,
end of
it's,
if you're like, I mean,
do you,
girl.
So you're saying, Leslie, you're saying, so the freak becomes legal in the marriage. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Read the book of, read the book of
Solomon. Right?
they do some
freaky stuff in Solomon, boy. His tongue is going to be in several places.
Well, you know what? What's amazing is the fact that while we're sitting here laughing and joking about it, there are a lot of women who have no clue as to what category that they're in. And just
wow.
for the ones who really have no clue, here's what I want you to do, because I want you to identify yourself and figure out where you fit into this man's life. Because if you don't know, you're basically just going through frivolously hoping, wishing, praying. And while you're hoping and wishing, he's hopping and praying on every single thing that's out there. Now, here's the difference, and I want to break this down for you, Leslie, and for the listeners who have no clue as to how you identify the freak friend of forever. Now, the freak is your straight-up, you're probably guessing it, the straight-up drop it like it's hot, no questions asked. She's going to give you whatever you want, when you want it. She's typically promiscuous, and she's that girl that got some of that and whenever you want it, you can come on over and get it. Okay, now, the friend...
Yeah.
The friend is the good, you know, the person. She's the practical one. She's the one you can lay your head on her shoulder and talk to about all of your problems and talk to about some of the things that are going on in the relationships. And she'll probably help you out with some of your stringing strategies for your freaks. Okay?
That's right.
The forever is the good girl. She's the one you take home to mom. She's the one you go to church with, and you take her to work, and she knows where you work, and she knows where you live, and all of those wonderful things. And in your mind, you'll probably end up marrying her, having 2.2 kids, living in the suburbs, and have a dog named Fluffy. But the problem is there are a lot of freaks who think that they are the forever. And
right. Right.
Here's how you identify who you are. You go straight home to that man, and you ask him this question: baby, am I your freak, friend, or forever? Now, I know that sounds remedial. I know it sounds basic, but a lot of people out there are listening, and they're like, why would I ask him that? You ask him that because you want to know what category you actually fit into. But here's how you ask him. There's some rules to this thing. You can't text him. You can't call him. You can't email or Facebook or tweet. None of that. You have to do it directly in front of his face, face to face. Now, in addition to that, a couple more things. Ladies, don't put your hands on your hip. Don't roll your eyes. Don't shake that neck. Don't do none of that. You simply ask the question, baby, am I your freak friend or forever? And then you wait, okay? Just wait for his answer. Now, if he's a smooth brother, a good brother, if he's smooth, he's going to try to get out of it. He's going to wonder how you even knew how to ask that question. then he's going to try to weasel his way out of it. If he's real smooth, he's going to be like, well, baby, you my freak friend of forever. You all three. But here's the thing. His answer is not his answer. The answer that you're looking for is going to come across in his body language. And you really need to pay attention to his body language to understand if he's fidgeting, are his feet facing toward the door, or his eyes shifty, is he sweating, is he nervous, or his palms going into his pockets, or his arms folded, is he backing away, is he moving forward to you, is he trying to cut the conversation off by physically having contact with you. All of these things are signs that he's avoiding, and he's trying to come up with excuse or a remedy. So I just need you to ask the question and wait. And if you, if he's really your man, and if you know your man, you will know if he's lying. It's sort of like, Michael, you remember the movie, Why Did I Get Married?
Yep.
So, in the movie Why Did I Get Married, it was that the brother that was married to the hairdresser, the crazy girl, and, and he always thought he was cheating. And, you know, every time, everybody around him knew when he was lying, because every time he was lying, he would always say, you know what I'm saying? And everybody would know it except for him. Like, how do y'all know I was lying? Well, if you know your man, if you know if he's your man, you know when he's lying. I encourage you to ask that. I've broken up some relationships, but I've gotten some people a lot closer and a lot clearer in terms of who they are and where they stand in the context of their relationship. Go home. Am I your freak, friend, or forever, and wait for your answer.
Well, this is good right there. That's awareness. That's aware, you know, just makes us of you know, our surroundings and what we're dealing with. But I'm going to tell you right now, you done Jackson Brothers up tonight.
You have. Yes, you have. We look at phone calls, emails.
None of that. Don't do any of that.
How to figure this out. I mean, I don't take notes on this.
No, but you know, the wonderful thing about it is if you're truly serious about a relationship, you're going to walk into this thing on purpose, not by accident, not by default, but on purpose. And when you're talking about purpose, there are a lot of boys that are trapped in men's bodies. And when you're thinking about a lot of these boys that are playing games, that are utilizing sex as a substitute for substance, and they're not giving what it is in the fullness of who it is that they actually are to the woman, because they're not sure who they are themselves. In my book, I Need a Wife, Where the Real Women, which is a bestseller, and by the way, I just won an NAACP award for that book. Thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, so in the book, I talk about a process for a man to get to commitment, a process to get him readiness, to get him to a readiness state to commit to a woman. Because a lot of times as men, we don't have men around that are knowledgeable about relationships. We pretty much got a bunch of idiots around that'll tell us, you know, some really bad advice or, you know, bad questions to ask. And I always say bad questions get bad answers. So you really got to go through a process of totally understanding yourself, because if you don't understand yourself, if you don't know who you are and what your identity is, you'll never be able to live towards a greater level of intimacy, because you'll be constantly struggling with that identity piece. And for men, it's important to know who we are, because if a man doesn't know who he is and he doesn't know where he's going, how can he lead you?
Can't take you nowhere. That's right.
And that's one of the most important things that I like to dictate to men. If a man, you know, what it is, the worst thing in a man, and the worst thing in the world isn't a blind man. Mm-hmm. The worst thing in the world is a man with no vision, a man with no plan, a man with no idea and no direction as to where he's going. So I mean, women think about a broke man. They think about, you know, people that don't really have anything to offer. I'll tell you, vision is more important than anything. A man with a vision is going to be able to lead, guide, protect, honor, direct, and plan for you and your family. And if you don't have that, I don't know what your relationship constitutes, because money's not going to keep you happy for long.
That's right. That's right.
Say, sex is not going to keep you happy for long. Eventually, Viagra is not going to work anymore. And you're going to get tired of that, because that's four hours strong. So you but I mean, you really want to find a guy who understands his identity and who he is, and a guy that has a plan and a mission to do what it takes to be the guy that you really want him to be. If you're not messing with anything like that, you're messing with a lot of boys. And I'm telling you to go find a man.
Mm. Wow.
That's real,
that, you know what? That's real talk. That's real talk. Wow. Do you have, I know you've been doing a lot of different things, and I don't want the audience to miss out on anything. I know we have a small window of time with you, but is anything that you've been doing over the last few months or even over the last year? I know you're doing a lot of things with different businesses, help them grow. Yes.
Yeah, I got a couple of different projects. One I want to mention because I know we're talking relationships. One is called Mate Attraction, and it's all about how to attract the love that you desire, that you deserve. There's too many people that are trying to figure it out on their own, and I like to say don't spend the next decade of your life trying to figure it out on your own. There's a process to getting love. There's an easy way to do this. I've helped more couples or help more singles become couples than I can even count or remember. And with Mate Attraction, you simply go to mateattraction.com. That's M-A-T-E, attraction.com. There's a free video series that I want to share and give away to everyone. And it basically walks you through this process. And it's absolutely amazing. It's worked for so many people and has so many different successes. So go to mateattraction.com, log on to that, get the free video series, and then email me and tell me how you like it and tell me what's going on in your life and then how I can service you a little better. In addition to that, Michael, I work a lot with businesses and entrepreneurs and people of influence, ministers, pastors, coaches, counselors, and I've been showing them how to better utilize their voice and monetize their expertise. And there's so many people that have great stories. So many people that have great potential and passion for what it is that they do, but they don't know how to get paid for it. And I've been doing this for a little while, and I have a system and a process that has benefited a lot of my clients. I just recently had a client that was featured on OWN, Super Soul Sunday. I just recently, last week, as a matter of fact, I just had another client that was featured on T.D. Jakes' brand new show, and and so on and so on. There's so many people that have benefited from learning how to monetize their expertise. I have a process for it, and I've been sharing it with this thing that I mean, because I can't help everyone individual. I'm only one person.
Right.
So we took on this task of trying to help as many people as possible, and it's a wonderful program that's called the Experts Class. The Experts Class, and you can simply go theexpertsclass.com/join, and you'll have all the information. I love this stuff. I love helping people. I love showing people how to develop their gifts, their talents, their abilities, and stop living in these boxes afraid because you don't have a mentor, you don't have guidance, and you don't have a better understanding as to how to better position yourself and get paid for what it is that you know. So I welcome everyone to check that out. And it's absolutely, there's no pressure. It's not anything that's, like, challenging you. It's just simply saying if you have a voice, if you have a message, if you have a story, and you want to figure out how to better monetize that and get paid for what it is that you're worth and what you know, I challenge you to go come to the Experts Class. We're learning some phenomenal things. It's going on right now, but it's always going to be going on, and I want you in there. So, again, that website is
theexpertsclass.com.
/
It's real easy.
No. You gotta go to the other one. So go to theexpertsclass.com/join. And that one.
Okay, join. Okay.
Yeah, that one has some great information, and you'll see all of the phenomenal things that I've been a part of and a lot of the people that have been a part of, this success factor of just helping more voices get out there. I'm passionate about this because there's so many people that need to hear your voice. There's so many people that need to hear from you, your story, and just imagine the people that you can actually help if you just stop being so afraid. And hire yourself. Stop going around looking for jobs. This is this is your time to hire you. I mean,
we have to talk to us.
I love to come back on the show and talk more about it. I actually got to run right now, but man, it's just always too short a time to talk to you guys.
Well, tell us how they can get your books.
Hey, Jack, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, Jack,
okay,
share with them how they can get your books and everything. Cause we want to make sure they get the you know how the main attraction book and anything that you have out there that's going to help in relationships.
Yeah, go. You can simply go to jackadaniels.com or so again that's jackadaniels.com or just look me up on Amazon or Google and all of those wonderful things. But go to the store on Jack A. Daniels and you'll see all the wonderful products that I have to offer and to share. But in addition to that, like I said, Mate Attraction and the Experts class, absolutely some tools and techniques and strategies that are there that are going to help you out without you having to do anything. So I want you on the other side. I want you to come out here and help me touch some lives and change some lives. And if you're willing to do that, that's what staying out of your own way is all about. So I gotta run, but I'll say keep the faith. Keep making it happen. Y'all keep staying out of your own way. God bless y'all for doing what you do.
God bless you. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you, Jackie and Dennis. We really appreciate you very much. Go ahead, Leslie.
Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate you.
No problem. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Take care now.
Have a great evening.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Hey, this is an incredible, incredible tool for everybody. I'm looking at this now, monetize your expertise. A lot of times we're doing stuff that we're not getting paid for, and this is what he's talking about. And I was talking to him off air last week about this, Leslie, about, you know, what we're doing and everything, and we've been doing it for a while. But he said there's something that if you've given up your time, if you've given up, you know, of your resources, there's some things you can do. And he gave me a few tips, and that's what we're going to start to implement when we move into our new place. And I just want to tell NICOM family, if you're listening in, we're going to be going down to look at a place tomorrow morning. And just pray for us, keep us in your prayers, because when we do the NICOM Relationship Reload, when we do the NICOM platform, NICOM Express, and our TV show, it's a place that can house all those things. Then we can start saying, hey, come on down and be an audience member. Let's talk about your story. Let's talk about the teenagers, you know, have them come down and talk about bullying and how they're cutting themselves. And also I want to, it's something I'm talking to Gwen Anita Simmons, and she just said yes to doing a show on Wednesday nights. And so I want to have her down there, you know, and you know, to be there to talk to people doing her show from that location. Or either she can call in and we just do it from down there as far as all the engineering type of thing. This is about to take some feet and begin to walk. And so this is a good time for us to be hearing stuff like this that Jack's talking about. So, Leslie, I'm excited. I don't know about you.
I am. I actually took some notes down, and I'm going to share this with the singles ministry in my church about mateattraction.com. If there's some, you know, you said some video resources there, you know, for people, you know, when you're out there, you know, dating, it's hard. You know, when I talk to my friends and, you know, they talk about how the pickings are slim out there. So, you know, if you biblically and, you know, there's a process to it, you know.
You know, you still got to watch out even in the Christendom. People, you know, you got some men out there and ladies out there that will mess your relationship with God up if you're not careful, if you're not picking the right one or attracting the right one. Maybe somebody is attracting the wrong person every time, you know? And so what are those triggers?
Yeah, why you keep getting into the same type of relationship over and over and over, you know, maybe it's you. So, you know, just figure out what's going on and figure out why, you know, you're attracted to this, you know, quote-unquote type of person. And, you know, just, you know, if there's some resources there that can help you out, then, hey, I say go for it. So, you know, I don't know how
we do
be in my situation. I might have this information for me. So I took some notes with talking, and that was just some good stuff. It really was. Thank you again, Jack A. Daniels, for coming on the NICOM platform. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time and feed into what we got going on here.
It's a wealth of information he has, and I know the information he gave us for the website is really going to help us a long way as well. I mean, go out there and get his book, that Mate Attraction. I mean, that's going to be very integral. He talked about it, and I'm going to play a little bit of our promo here in a little bit, but this guy is incredible when it comes to dealing with real issues, not surfacey things. But what Jack does is get down to the nitty gritty. He asks the right questions. He gives you the right questions to answer. As you saw when he was talking about the freak, the friend, and forever. Sure. Which one are you? And so, man, we need stuff like this. When you have someone or you have a tool where you can really get down to the nitty gritty of things in your own life, and also who are you attracting to you, who are you making want to be around you, and why? If it's the wrong person, then maybe some things that we need to change. And I'm looking at myself as I'm not looking at anybody else but Michael. Michael, what do you need to change? How do you need to, carry yourself so you're not attracting the wrong person? But so when the wrong person comes along, they know that you're not interested. that's some great, valuable stuff to talk about. People are getting married and they're getting in relationships and it's stifling their lives. It's just stagnating them and making them not even move forth in their destiny. Their purpose in life has been stagnated because they're with somebody that's holding them back. Wow.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Y'all call in. I know people are listening. Call in because this is what Relationship Reload is about. Maybe you need to reload your brain. Maybe you need to reload your life with things that attracts people, the right people to you. Even if it's not a relationship as far as a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a wife, if it's a business relationship, you're attracting the wrong people and you're not getting the people that you need to get your business off the ground. So Relationship Reload, yes, it's about relationships, but also business relationships. And maybe we were talking about something, Leslie, earlier in the week about, maybe something that happened in your family. Maybe it's a relationship you have with your mother or father has been a dysfunctional family, and then that's why you're attracting the wrong people. Maybe if you're saying, ladies, I was talking about this with a friend. If you're attracting men that's beating on you, what is that? Get down to the nitty-gritty. If you know that every time you get with somebody, they want to hit on you, what is it that makes you attractive to those people or them attracted to you that you find each other? Even in a dark room, you find somebody, they come find you, they're trying to knock you upside the head, they don't even know you. I'm getting to a joke point, but, we got to find the right people.
That's right.
Wow. This is incredible. I love anything that's going to make our lives better. And this is what this show is going to be about. And Leslie and I have been talking futuristically about putting people in front of us. I was going to say the NIACOM audience, but I'm talking about us, that enriches our lives to make us think about things and help us expose dark areas in our lives that needs to be, where the light of the gospel needs to come in and cleanse out and cleanse and take us to that next level in our relationships. That's why I appreciate Jack Daniels. I'm definitely going to be calling on another area that I want to talk to the NIACOM family about again, and I'll do NIACOM people that's listening in, is, when you are married, what's okay? What's biblical? And you alluded to that about the Book of Solomon. Some people don't know what they are free to do once they're married. They don't know what they can do because they've heard these taboos and they don't talk about it at church. They don't address these things that they need to address so we can know, hey, this is okay. You can be free to do what you want to do sexually with your spouse. You're married.
That's right.
You get some of these marriages. I bet you they're listening right now. Somebody is married and they want to do something and the other one, they don't know if the other one want to do it. They won't even talk about it. It might be an area that they can enjoy, but they've never talked about it. They don't talk about it at church, and it's in the whatever classrooms or whatever Sunday schools. They don't talk about these things, and they shun away from it because they're too afraid to cross those barriers. That's what this show is going to be about. The places we'll cross those barriers. We'll get people on here, but not just me and Leslie, but we'll get people on this show so we can talk about it openly. We have a phone lines open, and if there's something that we need to take offline, we have a conference area where it's private. Nobody hears the conversation. We can take the counselors, the motivational speakers, the author offline where we play some music, and we can deal with certain issues. And so I'm telling our listening audience, you make this program. Your testimonies make this program. Your situation will make this program work for you, whether on live on the air or whether it's in the conference room, getting breakthroughs in your life that you need and that you seriously know you need because you continue to repeat the same things over and over and over again. And what somebody said, if you continue to do, was it Einstein that said if you continue to do the same thing over and over again, that's insanity. And you expect a different result, and you keep doing it, dating the same way. You get the same type person, and you keep breaking up, or you get your face broke. You know, you're in a situation where they stagnate your life and just turn your life upside down.
Mm-hmm.
People stop listening on the sidelines and call in and become a part. This is your show. God has given you this show all over the world. God has given you this show in the Metroplex. You're in the Dallas Metroplex, and you're listening in, and you don't. When you sit back and don't do anything, you give the devil foothold into your life. But when you take a step, say, you know what, I want to become a part of something that gets me out of my rut. I want to be a part of something that's going to make my relationship shine or get me out of this relationship and get me out of this complicated. We always use that word when it comes to relationship. You know, what's relationship status? Complicated. Well, it doesn't have to be.
You can either say you're single, married, or ain't complicated. It's like, all right, they got everything covered. They have covered every aspect. But we encourage people, you know, again, and if you are in a complicated relationship, you know, I'm in a complicated relationship right now. I'm married, but it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So call in and, you know, let's discuss, you know. You know, the Bible says that we overcome by testimony. If you've been through some things and, you know, you survived and you made it out on the other side and now you're in love and everything is, you know, biscuits and gravy, tell us how you got there. You know, inquiry might want to know. You
that's
know,
right.
call in
that's right.
and, you know, so we can, you know, that's what we're here for, to help and to help others and to encourage each other.
And, you know, this program may lead to others. We want to do several different things that's going to help people. Start a music program that's going to help young artists, jazz artists, gospel artists. We want to start a variety of different things that's going to help people get to where they want to get to in their relationships, in their the vocation in their lives, whether it's a business. There's a lot of things we can do with this, but we need to know that you're going to be a part of this because, family, you're the one that makes the wheel go around on this thing. Leslie and I can get on this program and talk about our lives. We can get on there and we can bring the guest in and all that type of thing. And you can listen on the sidelines and never get the help you need. And our relationships get better. Our business, business get better. Everything that we're doing gets better. We're really here for you and make this work for the entire family. Let's stop being dysfunctional. Let's come together. And didn't the Bible say, Leslie, come let us reason together? Because if when you reason with one another, when you're able to talk things through, there's some insight, Leslie, that John Doe out there who hasn't called in yet could probably bring to this program and transform my life while I have a tidbit that can go into his life. And then, you know, somebody else calls in and they spark something in you. And that's how it is. That's how we magnify God. When we magnify God is when we begin to share the victories that we have with people and they get the victory. And if somebody's struggling through an area I just came out of, I said, well, this is what I did. Now, maybe this will work for you. And maybe just a portion of it works for you to get you to your victory, or all of it will work. Or maybe you take all I've had and then add to what Leslie gives and add that to the scenario, and boom, you're writing a book. You're traveling out telling people, hey, I'm in a wonderful relationship now because I became a part of something that was doing great things. And I always say this, and Leslie can attest to this, let's make history with this show. And the history cannot begin without people being involved. We got so many people that have been hurt. They don't trust anymore. They've been hurt by the church. They've been hurt by their man or their past man or their woman or the past woman. And they try to keep to themselves. They'll listen in. Let me see if they're going to come out of there. Just like they're watching a sitcom. Let me see what's going to happen next week.
Yeah.
You know, people, they tune into those reality shows, so they treat this as that. No, don't treat this as your reality show. Treat this as the reality that you live in, that you can make your lives better, your business better, your home life better. And we'll bring people in, let's say that will talk about home life. And if you're in a rut in your home, how do you take that family and turn it around where everybody's talking at the dinner table rather than looking at their food and eating and then asking to be excused? Is that you? How can we make relationship reload pop in your life? How can we make it come alive in your life? You are the catalyst. You are the person that will make it happen. Stop sitting on the sidelines. We know you're listening. We see the numbers. Call in. And if you call in and say, like, this show is not 24 hours a day. Let's say you download the show. And say, you know what? I want to be a part of that. We'll call in on the next Friday because we're going to have something every Friday on Relationship Reload. I'm giving the meat of the portion of Relationship Reload over to Leslie Renee to begin to drive. And I'm going to help her, you know, alongside to help her build this up. But I want to begin to delegate things off to hosts that I know that has, you know, the power, they have an anointing, and they have the wherewithal to take this to where it needs to go. And so that this is going to be that something that she's going to begin to talk to the host about, not the host, the guest about, and also begin to pre-plan the segments. We're going to put our thumb on the pulse of what's needed out there with his family. I mean, one thing I really want to deal with, maybe it's another show that we'll start as a result of what we do here on Relationship Reload, we need to talk about young people and the bullying and the cutting and, you know, them feeling worthless because of things they've gone through. I went to a meeting where I talked to this young lady. She's about 17, 18 years old, and my heart hurt for her because, you know, she doesn't feel loved at home. She hates to go home. She loves to get up and go to school because she gets away from home. We want to talk about situations like that and see if this program can be a catalyst or instrumental in turning those situations around. Because maybe it's something that, you know, we get the whole family on the phone, or a lot of families on the phone and, you know, on the show to talk about different things. We do a show down at the TV studio and bring to light what the enemy is trying to hold back, the potential that the enemy is trying to hold back from that family is reaching. So that's what we want to do. Now, if you've heard our vision, contact us. And definitely contact Leslie. Leslie, go ahead and give me your information. We're gonna put the promo on real quick. But, you know, your email address and your phone number, you know, for NICOM so they can get in touch with you. There might be some guests out there that want to call and talk to you. And only serious people need to apply. We don't want no, you know, because relationships are serious. And we'll joke it along the way because, you know, the medicine goes down real good with, you know, sometimes with laughter. But only serious people that want to talk about certain things that they have knowledge of, or if you're having something you're dealing with, call Leslie. Leslie, give them your information if you don't mind.
I can give them that information, Michael. If you need to speak to me, or if you, you know, just desire to leave a voicemail, or if you want to call and talk, or you just want to pray, you can reach me at 877-563-5005. And I believe you press prompt number 2 for me. And you can also email me at LeslieRenee@NICOMplatform.com. And I'll be waiting. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to hear from you. You know, just like Michael said earlier, let's talk. Let's reason together. We can, you know, come up with a solution. Hey, I'm not a relationship expert. I don't have all the answers. But, you know, everything we need, you know, to know about life, it's in the Word of God. And if I don't know I promise you I'll find someone that can help you. We'll find the resources. We'll find an 800 number. Some way, somehow, we will get the help that you need. Amen?
Amen. You know, what I want to do at some point, Leslie, too, is just like we did with, remember the play that you were in, What She Won't Do, I Will. Those different things in that and also in 57 years, is different things in different scenes that we want to pull out, and we want to, you know, have casts of different plays come on live and do a scene, and let's talk about the different things that comes up as a result. Because those things, those shows dealt with real serious issues. Yes, we're going to get entertained. Yeah, but relationships is what it's all about. Relationship Reload is saying, how can we reload our relationships? How can we reload ourselves so that we're attracting the right people in our personal lives, in our love lives, in our business lives, that's really going to make us prosper. And if we keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result, that's insanity.
It's not going to happen unless you make a change.
Mm-mm. That's right. Make that change. I'm talking to the man. Oh, sorry. You just brought that
up. I'm at Michael Johnson and leave with Michael Jackson. God rest my soul. rest.
I know, right?
Come back, boy. Hey, come on back. But the change
I'm
will
trying.
Start with
I'm trying.
That's, you was right. The change mm-hmm. does with the person in the mirror. Look at yourself and stop pointing the finger at other people, because when you're pointing that finger at someone else and blaming someone else for your faults and your failures, mm-hmm. it's fucking pointing back at you. So you can look
back
at yourself and figure out what can you do to change the situation mm-hmm. and turn it around.
That's powerful. That's it. Look in the mirror. And a lot of people that blame other people all the time, they really see something in themselves that they're not really happy. So they try to take the blame off of themselves and blame other people. They're always trying to find fault in other people. Every situation that they're looking at, they're blaming other people. They say, that's what you're doing wrong. You know somebody like that? I do. They're always trying to find something wrong with you do because they're really not happy with themselves.
Well, here's a situation with that. You're 45 mm-hmm. years old. 50 years old, mm-hmm. you're still blaming your mommy and your daddy. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let it go. I know mm-hmm. a water walk, you know, turn it over to him. You know, when we become parents, I know when I became a parent, no one handed me a manual, this is how you do it. So, mm-hmm. you know, when I went into it, I didn't know everything. I know my mother and father, you know, young folks, they don't know, so stop blaming your parents. Just take responsibility for your own failures and your own mistakes. But just like I just said a minute ago, I know a water walker, and his name is Jesus.
Jesus, that's it.
He will help in every situation. There is nothing too hard for him. He does not fail. There is no failure in him. I promise you. I promise you. You call on that name, the circumstance will change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to find.
Circumstance will change.
I got to share this because I talked to somebody this week, a good friend of mine, and he shared a revelation with me that really changed my understanding of something. He said we have to find people that are oil, and stop finding water people. And let me explain that. Water dries up, does it? You get some sun. If you're getting water people, they're not really. They're all water people. I'll just say it this way: are surfacey. They'll be there and then they won't be there. They'll be there and then they'll evaporate. But oil people, you ever had some oil? Let's talk about the oil you put in your pan to fry your chicken. You ever notice that when you use that oil and you pour the oil out, it's still oil in the pan. You can take some oil from that one pan, put it in the other pan, and that oil will not dry up, right? Oil sticks around, always. It will always be there. That's why I believe God took that example and said we have to, you know, have our lamps with burning bright when he comes back. He's talking about everything that he said in us have to stick to us, just like oil. Anointed mm-hmm. oil, that's why they use anointed oil to anoint people, because it's a lasting relationship. It's something that's not going to evaporate or go away. Those are the type of relationships that we have to begin to develop, people that's going to be around. They're going to be around through the thick and thin. They're not going to change. And I used this one example, I'm telling my daughter, but there was a skillet. They didn't like wash the dishes. So, you know, they would do different things to hide the dishes. And we had, I guess, a year before we had fried some chicken or whatever, and she didn't want to wash the dishes. So she took the pan and put it under her chair in her room because she didn't feel like emptying out all the oil and cleaning that. Skillet out for whatever reason.
Okay.
And when she moved out, you know, before she got married, I found the pan and that oil was still there. And it didn't disappear. It didn't evaporate. It was right there. The same amount of oil that was poured in that pan was still there. What kind of people do you have in your life? Water people or oil people? And now I want to flesh that out a little bit more, but I think there's some substance in that when we begin to look at oil. Like the olive oil. Why is that very important to us? Why do we use that when we lay hands on people and anoint them with oil? That oil is very important. And I think in relationships, we attract ourselves to water people, the people that is going to dry up when the sun hits or when trouble hits. They're not going to be there around, or they're not with us. They're just hanging around to see what they can get and be a sap sucker, sucking everything out of you. But oil hangs around through thick and thin. It never changes. never all that been under that chair for a long time, it never changed. It remained in its condition that it was in when it was poured into the pan. We gotta talk about that. I think it's worth investigating. Whew.
I tell you what, it has been an incredible night, but I tell you, you gave me a flashback about you said your daughter didn't like washing dishes, and that's a pet peeve of both daughters, man. I remember my sister and I, we hated washing dishes too when we were kids, and my father's motto, if you old enough, if you can reach over the sink, you officially were, you know, inaugurated into dishwasher. Yeah, as soon as you were tall enough to reach the top of that sink, you were a dishwasher.
We
asked my dad, we said, hey, listen, we got a huge family, it's four kids, two parents. We need a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. My father turned around and looked at us and said, I got two of them. my sister, we still remember that to this day. It was like one of those crushing things that your father said to you, like, wow, really? Yeah, he said, I got two dishwashers. I don't need to go out and buy me no GE. You said, number one, dishwasher, number one, dishwasher, number two. Now get in the kitchen. He's like, okay.
Yep. That's it. You see, that's how we learned back in the day. And you don't have that learning process anymore in some homes. Because I remember I was about 3-4 years old, and I was getting in there washing dishes. I was helping, there was my brother. Hey, we didn't get this clean. Go ahead, put that back in there, okay? And they made it a fun thing for us. So we grew up with it being a fun deal. So I love that. I really do. And I see there's people logging on, and I want to tell you what we were talking about as far as the relationship show. We were talking about, I want to recap because I want you to go back and listen to this. Jack Daniel was talking about the freak, the friend, or the forever. And he said basically, you know, you've got to ask that question. He said a lot of women won't ask. They'll just assume, well, I'm going to hang around and see, you know, because I think he's going to be the right one. I'll make him the right one, you know. And so he said, if you're in that point in your relationship, go ahead, get ready, and ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you to him the freak, the friend, or the forever? And so I want you to go back and listen. Now, Betsy, you might have something you want to say else to add to that, but I think you explained it really good. So after the show, wait about 5 minutes. We're going to go back and we'll release the show, and I want you to go back and listen. He shared some powerful stuff. And also he shared about, what was that other, about mate attraction. What are you attracting? And why are you attracting people to you that, you know, that beat you or that is not the one you should have? Or why are you attracting only freaks? Or why are you attracting deadbeat men that won't get a job and they want to suck off you all day? And so these are the things that we want to address on NICOM's Relationship Reload. Thank everybody for tuning in. We got about 7 more minutes left in this segment. But I'm telling you, you need to go back and listen to that portion of it because it's really going to bring enlightenment to your relationships. And it's going to be something I think women will begin, Leslie, to begin to ask the right questions. Sometimes they ask the wrong questions, or sometimes they're hurt and they draw attention to the hurt rather than attention to what's really going on. And so that's it.
Exactly. And well, you know, when they go back and take a listen of it, I'm not going to give it away. But he gave the step-by-step process. They do, you know, how to do it was in the don'ts. You know, so, you know, I encourage, you know, go back and take a listen. That was some good stuff. You know, the website that he gave. You know, go on and utilize those resources. But you got to listen.
The website. Let me give you the website. Let me see if I still have it up. It's the experts. Class.com/join. The experts, plural, class.com/join.
And the other one, mateattraction.com.
Mateattraction, that's right, mateattraction.com. And we have our new guest that's going to be coming up on the 8 o'clock hour, getting ready to call in. But I want to make sure you get all of Jack's information. Go and get those books. He has a book on mate attraction. He has that series on his website, jackadaniels.com. Go and get that series on Freak, Friend, or the Forever. It's really going to bless you. This is some powerful tools that we can use, that we all can use, so that we're having the right relationships, personal relationships, you and your boo or whoever, or business relationship, even in your family, so that, you know, you're not getting sidetracked or you're not getting stagnated where you are in your relationship. We love this
Leslie, I'm going to love going forward with this. We're going to have guests every week that comes in for a few minutes and talk to us, or maybe we'll have a forum where we have them talk about a different segment of relationships, and we're going to have people online to ask questions. And we're also going to translate that to our TV. I hope we didn't lose our guest. Go ahead and call back in if our guest for the next hour. I saw you on, and I think you dropped off. But go ahead and call back in. 8 o'clock, we're going to have Cece Godbolt. She's going to be at the Marvin Sapp concert that's happening next week on the 22nd of November at Friendship West, Bishop West Baptist Church. Y'all need to get to that location next week. We'll be there, right, Leslie?
I can't wait. I love Pastor Marv Sapp.
Wow,
the music.
Yes.
The one song, I'm going to tell you right now, you might as well bring the white sheet, because as soon as he sings, "You are God alone," I'm going to be on the floor, get the usher, throw the white sheet, because I'm down for the count. I'm down.
That's right. And we're going to be talking to Cece. Godbolt is going to be a part of that. We're going to play a song real quick and come back live with Cece Godbolt. Y'all tell everybody that's in your friend group, join us over this next hour. We're going to listen to some music, talk to her about her ministry. And I want to ask her specific questions about, you know, what can we expect at the Marvin Sapp concert next week? We're ready.
We're ready.
Well, everybody, hold on. Don't let go of us. Stay tuned. And we're going to be bringing you Cece Godbolt in just a few minutes. I'm going to play a song for you. Let me see if I can tease you a little bit with one of her songs. Cece. There we go. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. And that's all you get for right now. Right, Leslie?
Why did you stop?
Teases.
That was sounding good. Why did you stop that?
I know. Well, I like to do that because it builds up a, you know, anticipation. I want to hear the rest of that song. Well, to hear the rest of that song, you got to hang tight because we are about to introduce the one that sings that song. And her name is Cece Godbolt. We're going to introduce her in a few minutes, but let me brag on her a little bit. She's an incredible gospel artist, and she's been part of this Metroplex. She lives right here in the Metroplex, in the Dallas Metroplex, that we're excited about. And she's been doing some incredible things music-wise for a long while. She's just not somebody that just came to the party, okay, or to the church. She's been doing music for a long time. She's been celebrating her ministry with so many people, so many things she's done. I want to bring her live right now. No further ado, I want to introduce to you Cece Godbolt. We're going to be talking to her about a lot of different things she's done. Cece Godbolt, welcome to the MyCom platform. How you doing tonight?
Thank you. I am wonderful, blessed, and highly favored.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're excited to have you on here tonight, knowing that God
Thank
is about
you.
To do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And having you on the show tonight is a blessing. And we want to just say, hey, welcome to the MyCom platform. Take your shoes off and stay at home right now.
All right, I'm ready.
Now, you've been privileged to minister at numerous concerts. I'm reading just for some things, church events, workshops, revivals, conferences, civic organizations, so many other accomplishments. But in 2007 and 2008, this is guest soloist for the First Ladies Gospel Brunch and Fashion Show benefiting the Family Place, 2008 Gospel Explosion, and most recent, you were voted the most outstanding new artist at the 2008 Texas Gospel Music Excellence Award. And the list goes on. How, what did God begin to tell you at an early age, or how did you know you were called into this ministry of the gospel?
Well, I've been singing since I was 5 years old, and the very first song that the Lord gave me to minister at that age was I Come to the Garden Alone. And, you know, at 5 years old, you really don't kind of know really what you have, but at that age, I kept singing, and my father was an artist who sung Blessed Art, and I think it just kind of came from him. And I think when I got maybe in my teens, I realized that God had gifted me with a special gift, and I just began to sing abroad, you know, various places, and people would call on me, you know, to sing maybe their wedding or a church event, and it just you know, started that age, and I was like, wow, God, what are you doing? You know, I didn't really know how to really use it at the time, being young, you know, but you go and sing, okay. But under the anointing and experiencing God, I think is when I kind of got in maybe my early or going into the late 30s. I realized the anointing that God had placed on my life and my ministry. And not only was I beginning to minister to people, but minister to myself. You know, when you go through some things sometimes, you know, God has a way of giving you a song where you can just not only minister to the people, but minister to yourself. And then in the process of, you know, trying to do my first CD project, of course, the enemy was busy and many obstacles, but the Lord gave me that song that you just played a little snippet of it. He said he'll be by your side. And at that time, I was questioning God. Lord, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? And you know what? He said, yes. And he said, don't worry about friends, don't worry about family, because I'll be by your side. And the Lord broke that song into me, and I wrote that song. And it's kind of one of my favorites on my project, because truly God will be by your side. So I know that I'm called to do this. God has equipped me, and he has opened doors that I could open for myself. And so it's all by the grace of God that I'm where I am. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm so grateful to God and for just putting people in my path to allow the Lord to use them, you know, as a vehicle to help me get to the level where he would want me to be, to go out and minister to people nationally, not just locally, but nationally as well. And I'm just so excited about the event on next Friday with the awesome staff. I'm just bubbling over with joy that I have been asked to be a part of that. And I'm just truly grateful and humbled and thankful to God. And I just want to be, I want people to see Christ in me and what I do and the songs that I sing. And if I know that I've reached one soul, then I know I've done what God has called me to do.
Amen. You know, that's beautiful. It's incredible to hear what God is doing in your ministry and how God has really opened the doors for you. Go ahead, Leslie.
No, I'm excited for her for next week. You know, you were humbled, and, you know, Michael just played a little tiny snippet, and, you know, it was beautiful, and I just closed my eyes, and it was all over, you know.
I'm playing a little bit of it. I want to make people wait just a little bit longer, you know, because like I said, you give them a little tease or something, they'll wait around for the rest. But I wanted to ask you a question about, you know, has anybody ever told you that you sound like somebody? I mean, I was listening to your music, and you have a flavor of Aretha.
But they said you remind us of the young Aretha back in the day. And that's just, you know, that's awesome to be compared to her. I mean, you know, not her, but I mean, she has been my idol growing up. I loved Aretha, her songs, and so, you know, I hear that, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm just really trying to sound like CeCe. However, if you hear a little bit of Aretha, okay, that's good too. But she's one of my idols that I just love.
You get your own flavor. You get your own flavor, but I just hear that like, yeah, you know, every now and then you get that tones. Yeah. It's just there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've heard that. So, yeah, I'm like, okay. So that's just an honor to even be, you know, compared to Aretha Franklin. Because, you know, she is the queen. She's the one, you know, mm-hmm. I love her feeling. But, yes, I've been told that. And Lupe LaVelle, I've heard people say that, too, a little bit. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, yes. Yeah.
Well, they're saying that you know, kind of sound like Aretha Franklin. That's good. Mm-hmm. They couldn't see if you were sounding like Milli Vanilli. And you know, they had to do it.
Already.
I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh. You know, ain't nobody
right.
checking for them.
I know, okay. Yeah, so it's just an honor. It really is. It's just a blessing. I thank God for that, you know. So
amen.
I'm just going to be Cece in spite of it all. I'm still going to be Cece, so I got to bring
That's
my
right.
little flavor.
That's right. And, you know, we're looking forward to interviewing you next week, too. Leslie and I are going to be down there during the reception time.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to just have a time where we can talk to you, sit down and chat
mm-hmm.
with you
mm-hmm.
just a little bit, you know.
I'm looking forward to that. Oh, yes, I am. Yes.
Now,
yes, of course, you guys.
So we have a lot of artists that listen in, especially a lot of young, impressionable artists. And I always like to ask this question. And before we play the song, so everybody hang on just a little bit, we're going to play the rest of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to, you know, what would you share with someone that is young, they want to get up and they want to do what you do, they might have seen you sing in some place, say, I want to do that. But they don't understand everything yet. What would you share with them?
Right. Well, there's so much I can share with them. Do we have enough time? First and foremost, is to make sure you're doing it to glorify God and not to be
mm-hmm.
getting paid or money. Because that's a lot of time artists want to sing because they're like, ooh, they look at other artists who have made it, you know, who have arrived,
mm-hmm.
and they look at all the glamour and all that. But it's don't focus on that show. Focus on who you're
mm-hmm.
singing for and who you're singing about.
Yeah.
That will come in time if it's God's will. And
mm-hmm.
always, you know, stay prayerful about the calling of your life. If God has called you to minister in song, make sure God has called you to do that and you're just not trying to do that, just to be doing something. Because
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
you find yourself getting in trouble with God when you do that. And you
yeah.
find yourself out here somewhere by yourself, you know. And
mm-hmm.
the thing about it is stay focused, stay true to your gift. Don't let anybody persuade you to, you know, sing something that you don't want to. If God has called you to do gospel, I'm just saying, then that's what you do. Don't waver back and forth. Know what God
mm-hmm.
has called you to do and stay true to that calling. And God will begin
mm-hmm.
to expand your territory. And always stay
mm-hmm.
prayerful and consult God and allow God to order your steps.
Yeah.
And surround yourself with people who are trying to get there. You know, if you know an artist and you see that they've done this and done that, you know, it may be good to maybe talk with them, you know, and surround yourself around people that's trying to make it also, you know, and then
yeah.
it can help you along the way.
What has been your biggest, I would say, I don't want to say struggle or thing that you had to work your way through to get into the industry or stay in the industry? So many times you get disappointments, you get things that hit you and people just get discouraged. What has been that thing that you had to burrow through and just and have your staying power keep you through? And just if you were to share that with someone who might be going through that, it might help them get through their situation.
Prayer.
Mm.
Prayer
mm-hmm.
is the key. You
mm-hmm.
have to stay prayerful because there will be times when there are obstacles that will come your way. You will get frustrated. At times, you may question God regarding, Lord, like I said, is this what I'm supposed to do, you know. But you got to
mm-hmm.
stay prayerful. You got to get in the Word, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just stay true to God
yeah.
and the Word and pray daily. I mean, pray and ask God, like I said, to order your steps because this is not easy. And I've had trials and tribulations as well. But the thing about it is, if you know what God has called you to do, then you will stand, and God will be with
mm-hmm.
you in the midst of everything that you're going through. God said it wasn't going to be easy. He said it
mm-hmm.
wasn't going to be easy. But
right.
he will be with you when you're going through. And so I just tell, you know, anybody, just pray. Continue to consult God, because prayer does
mm-hmm.
change things.
Amen.
And prayer will change
Amen.
The situation.
And this is a perfect setting and a perfect segue to He Said. The song we're listening to at the top of the hour, we're going to play right now in your hearing, Cece Gottlob, She Said. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. God bless everyone.
Yes, he's always there. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Let me bring you live. I'm trying to hit all the buttons here. CC Godbo, he said. That was wonderful. Incredible.
Bless you.
Well, this all I'm going to say. See, I was in there having church. I know we're going to have church next week. We have church next week.
Mm-hmm.
We have church, girl. Sound like the young Aretha Franklin.
Yes, I told you.
Wow.
Honey, I was like, hold me. If you close your eyes, just like, that's Riri. Mm-hmm. But your name is Cece, so I'm back.
Cece.
It's Cece, yes, ma'am. So listen, here's my question for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I ask this of all the artists that come on the show. When I was, you know, in a low point in my walk with Christ, there was a song that came on the radio that just, when I say broke me down, it just broke me down to the white meat. I mean, I was cut. I was bleeding. Yeah, I was done. I was driving. I had to pull over on the side of the road. There was no sense in me trying to drive until the song went off the radio. And it, you know, because it just touched, you know, it touched my core. And, you know, it had me crying out from my belly. And that song was Smokey Norfolk's I need you next. When you had hit a low point in your life, you know, as an artist, music just, you know, jumps out with us. What was the name of that song?
Oh, wow, I've had so many, but there's one that Aretha Franklin used to sing back in the day that I used to love to listen to, and it just pierced my heart. So, and that's the one, God Will Take Care of You.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Remember that back in the day? Oh, yeah. God Will? Yes. And that's one that just, you know, be not dismayed.
Whatever betide. That's it.
God will take care of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you recently, just in some of the new artists, another one that really just blessed me so. And I remember coming home one day, and I was listening to this young lady sing this song, and I had to continue to listen to her in my garage because I just did not want to cut my car to go in and out the house. But it's the one by Jacqueline Carr, where she says, Greater is coming.
Yeah.
That's my favorite right there. Yes.
I got to get mine. Hold on, y'all. I got to get mine. Jacqueline Carr, if you listen, we got to call back in and set you back up. You got to get you back in for an interview. She's everywhere now.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Cool.
But mine is, what do you do? Donnie McClurkin. I heard that song, and that song just took me through some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Because when all else fails, what can you do? Yes.
Yep.
When all else fails, all you got to do is stand.
That's it. When he got at the NCC and Leslie, when he started talking about, don't you bow, don't you bend, you just better stand. I mean, he's giving you a charge. He said, stand.
Yes, just stand.
I'm like, what?
Stand. Yes, and he'll be through. Stand, yes. We have to learn to wait on God. We have to learn to wait on him.
Amen.
We always want to run ahead of God, but we don't want to wait on God.
That's right.
Taking practice, yes. Okay, so I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as the songwriter, you know, tell us about your songwriting process. You know, it's funny because some artists, you know, need to hear the music first and then they can write the lyrics. And then other artists will have the lyrics you know, in their head.
Put it to the music. Well, you know, for me, I'm going to tell you, the two songs that I wrote on my project, again, he said, and I will praise you. And the Lord gave me those songs for the time that I was going through trying to finish this project. You know, I had so many obstacles. You know how, you know, people say they're going to do this, do that, but then they drop the ball. It's like everything was just, you know, it was weighing on me. And I was like, okay, Lord, what am I going to do here, you know? And the Lord began to speak to me. And like I said, he said he'll be by my side. The Lord just gave me the words, even to I will praise you, because I was going through, because God said, in the midst of, still give me praise. And I still continue to just, okay, Lord, I will praise you. I will praise you from the bottom of my heart. And those two songs, it ministered to me because of what I was going through. And so when I minister those songs, it just touches me because I know how I got those songs. And I just had the words, and I went to my musician, and I said, hey, I have these words and it's all, and this is how I want to go. I need some music. And he put the music to it the way I wanted, and it just, the Lord just birthed that thing out. And it was just amazing. Mm. Now, I don't consider myself really a writer. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you did an awesome job with those two, you know. But I think it was at the moment of me just kind of going through at the time, you know, and God just poured into me. And I think a lot of times God will do that. To just see, okay, what are you going to do with this? What do you, you know, you write it down. And my husband used to always tell me all the time, you know, I'd go around the house singing something, and I'd say, oh, that's a song right there. And he'll say, so you, yeah, okay. You
know, uh-oh, let me see.
Yeah, some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, yeah. Are you there, Cece? I think we've lost a little bit of, I don't know, she'll call back in. But what we're going to do right now, Leslie's going to have to run, but I'm going to play some more music. We're going to have Cece God will call right back in, and we'll get her live here after the song. Stay tuned. I'm telling you, we are in for a treat tonight. And there she is, she's back in. And let me, Cece, there you are. We're going to play the song you were just. That's okay. Hey, the devil don't want your testimony heard.
I know.
Want you talking
I know. These cell phones. But hey, I'm rebuking that in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
I'm keeping it out. but as I was saying, that's how it came about. The songs for me. It's just my struggle that I was going through, you know, and God just broke those songs into me. And I know that I can continue to be a songwriter, and I plan to do more of that with my next project. You know, and I know God is going to, because I've gone through so much, and I have some songs that, and the words that I know that could reach other people through my testimony. So I'm really excited about it, you know, and anxious to really, you know, see exactly what God going to give me, you know, what he going to give me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Then I want to share that. Leslie Renee, she's got to go do something tonight. I asked her to be a part of this just to join for just a little bit. So, because she's our new one of our new hosts, but we're gonna play the song real quick. And the song that we're gonna play is the one that you talk about. You wrote, "I Will Praise You," and we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna take us into that next hour. But I believe God's gonna do some great things in the lives of people. So I'm gonna give a phone number to anybody that wanna ask any questions, wanna get on live here with CC Godbolt. The phone number is 323-693-3830. Press 1 if you want to participate and ask some questions later on in the show. If you just want to just listen in and hear what God is going to minister through this woman of God, go ahead and call in and be a part of this. You can listen in from your laptop or from the phone. We just want you listening in because we believe God is going to do some great things in your life. We're about to listen to "I Will Praise You" by Cece Godbolt. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
said, my child, you can make it through. So many times I felt like giving up, but I fell down on my knees and I prayed, cried, Lord, help me please. I will praise you. Oh, yes, I will.
Everybody,
yes,
that's
Lord.
Incredible. What an anointing.
Thanks.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you so much for
no
that.
No matter
song.
What I'm going through,
amen.
I'm going to praise.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Whew. You know when you ever hear some a song like that and leaves you speechless for a few minutes, you know, because the anointing's messing with you. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
God bless you.
Wow.
Oh.
Praise God. Praise God. My goodness. God is so good.
Yes, he is.
No matter what I'm going through, I praise you in the
no
morning,
matter,
praise you
praise
in the noonday.
the midnight hour. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. I wanted to bring something up because I believe it's something, Cece, that God is doing in people's lives. And it's trying to have us to really realize what's going on spiritually for us to get on fire. And but I was sharing this week out of the book of Hosea, the 12th chapter. And it's just that first verse God has given me to bring out over the airwaves. And I wanted to run this past you in your spirit. Because it says the people of Israel, I'm reading out of the name of this translation. It's called Barak, the New Living Translation. And it breaks it down so our younger people can understand it. But, you know, we typically would read the King James Version. But it says here, the people of Israel feed on the wind. They chase after the east wind all day long. They multiply lies and violence. They make alliances with Assyria and cut deals with the Egyptians. So many people are seeking after the wind. And when you look at the wind, you got to look at what's going across the air. The television airwaves, the radio airwaves, people are speeding on some of the wrong things. And God is telling America, well, God is telling people all over the world to stop chasing and feeding after the wind. And, you know, the wind of the Holy Spirit is what's natural for us. That's what we're supposed to be hungry for.
That's what we need to be chasing. Exactly.
Amen. Amen. And I was just thinking about that in relation to the song that the wind that's blowing across that song when you begin to sing, and it brought me to a place where I couldn't even speak for a moment because the anointing does that. The anointing brings you to a place where you're humbled, where you're meek, and you want to receive. And see, people are chasing after the wind of what they can get, but they don't know that wind has some perversion behind it, and demonic overtones behind it. And I want to bring that out tonight and have us to begin to talk about it because we have a lot of gospel artists that can be led down the wrong path. You had some great things you were saying about, you know, if you're in it for the wrong reason, you have to, for the money, you're not going to make it because that's not what this is all about.
No. And in the long run, like I said, that will happen if that's what God, you know, if he wants it to happen. Mm-hmm. It will, but if that's just your whole reason for because you want to make all this money, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
That's right.
You got to stay true, and you got to trust God, that God, let God order your steps. Because if not, and you try to do it, it's not going to work, and you will fall flat on your face.
That's right. Whew. It's incredible.
Yes, you will.
Incredible what God is releasing in the earth. And what he shared with me when we were reading that over the air, you know, it was just a prophetic, flow that was happening. He says so many people, they're even Christians, looking at getting their pointers from reality TV.
Mm-hmm. And
Christians know better. I mean, I'm hoping that's something that begins to happen even during this show. We're getting our pointers from the wrong thing, and then we're getting up in front of Sunday schools teaching. Some of them are getting up in front of people leading, and they get all the wrong things on the inside of them based on what they allow into their own spirit.
Into their spirit. There you go. And you got to be careful what you allow in your spirit and the things and the people that you have to be careful with the company that you keep.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
Everybody's not for you. Everybody will pat you on your back. But everybody pats you on your back, not for you. So you got to have
that's
the spirit
right.
of discernment to know who is for you and who's not for you. And a lot of times,
that's
if
right.
you are in tune with God, God will show you.
Mm-hmm.
God will show you.
Then, you know, in the last part of that verse, it says they multiply lies. And this is what the enemy does when he gets us off track. He gets us off track with a lie, and then we make that lie into an excuse. And I always like to say, well, Dad Vaughn, a great pastor, he passed away some years ago, but he was my Dad Vaughn, we called him. He said an excuse is the skin of reason wrapped around the meat of a lie. He said people, they take a lie and they'll make it their reason for why they do what they do. They'll make it their reason to disobey God.
Right.
They make it their reason to fall back. And the last part of that scripture says they make alliances with Assyria and cut deals with the Egyptians. That's going backwards. That's going back into the world. God has called us away from the world. And we're trying to find things that ties us back into the world. And I want to use this platform and use this media platform to share with people. Cut those relationships off with Assyria, and I'm going to explain what Assyria is and the Egyptians, because it leads you all back to the wrong things that you came out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I love the word, Cece, because it always says,
the word is true.
It says it's so clear. He said, why would a dog return? Now, this is what the word says, to its own vomit.
Wow. See? Oh, why would you? What? Why would you? Why would you turn to it? Oh, go back to that.
That's it. We threw it up out of our lives. If it was spilled out of you, if somebody was demon-possessed or oppressed or whatever, God pulled all that stuff out of us. And the reason why, you know, I believe the anointing is so strong in your life because that's the kind of anointing God needs in the earth to break up all that mess in people's lives. Even Christians, you'll go out and you'll be surprised. I mean, maybe not. You probably run into it too. A Christian thing that comes out of their mouths these days because of what they've been feeding on.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
You've heard it.
No. I wouldn't be. It'd be like, okay, you know. Nothing nowadays really surprised me without people, you know, because a lot of us are trying to fit in, so we'll just do and say anything just to fit in.
Just to fit in. And I just believe there's a strong anointing on gospel artists, radio shows, TV shows that's about bringing God's word, that's about bringing a lifestyle that's congruent to the word of God, and that's why I believe that anointing is on your life like it is, you know, as far as with the songs that you're presenting tonight, but you're going to be singing at the Marvin Sapp concert. Y'all need to come on out to be a part of this. And I wanted to share that word because I want that to drop that as a backdrop of what I want us to come back to, but I want you to tell us what can we expect. I know you're calling back in, but what can we expect at the Marvin Sapp concert on next week, next Friday night? Because God's about to do some incredible things, and I know God's going to really bless so many people to come out to that event. And I know I'm in expectation of what God is going to do. And now, I know we're having technical difficulties. I mean, we've been having it for this show. And when there's a powerful move of God like he's doing tonight, and we talked about what people are feeding on, I don't know what it is. Yes, I do know what it is. It's the devil. We don't want this message getting out. But when there's an anointing stirring and God begins to move across the airwaves of Blog Talk Radio, I'm expose the devil. He always gets in and interrupts by having somebody get logged out or the phone gets cut off, but that's all right because we keep right on going and keep sharing what God has put in our spirit. There's so many things to feed on in the world out there. There's so many things that we can waste our time and waste precious moments listening to and feeding on, and it's not the right things that God has for us. Let me see if I can call her back into the station. That's a benefit I have with the studio. I'm going to call CeCe back in real quick, 970. And I'm not going to read her number on the air. So about that. And we'll have her on through the show. Patient with me for just a second. And it's dialing. So she's back in.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling from the show.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just saying this. Just let me see. Are you live? Let me just make sure you're live.
Oh, jeez.
There we go. I was just sharing this. I was saying every time we begin to flow in the anointing,
the devil doesn't like it. The devil is in my lungs. I was like, okay, phones, these cell phones, all right.
But see, you know what? Any other time when we're not talking, when we're not flowing like that, nothing happens. I promise
nothing happens.
We're on live with somebody. Yes, it happens only when the anointing begins to flow. When the oil begins to flow.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's when it happens. Ooh. The devil doesn't like because people are being ministered to. So I want to stay along this line because, you know, we got two phones now. I got you dialed in through the radio, and we got your phone line in. So we get it both ways now.
Okay.
Sharing what you were sharing when we were sharing about people hearing the wrong things, feeding on the wrong things, and the scripture says people are feeding on the wind. Airwaves, TV sound waves, radio shows, and listening at stuff that's getting in their spirit, they're ingesting things of the enemy, that they're sowing things into their lives that's going to come up later. But they don't realize what they're giving precious things away when they feed on that stuff. And I was saying the anointing on your music is incredible and it's powerful to break that stuff up. And that's why God is expanding your territory right now or bringing you to greater platforms. Because an anointing like yours that goes out and cuts through those airwaves into people's lives, because they come into services, CC, they come into the venues,
and they need a powerful anointing to break that out of their lives so they won't go back again.
That's it. And the enemy is mad. So, you know, he's on his job.
Yep, that's right.
So he don't want people to hear the word or to even get the word through song or through the word at all. He don't want that to go forth. So he's doing
that's
it
right.
and everything he can to distract us, get us out of focus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows because his time here on earth is getting short.
Mm.
And he's just running around it.
The second verse, I didn't even go into the second verse. I was stuck on the first verse for the past 2 weeks. Second verse says, now the Lord is bringing a lawsuit against Judah, and he is about to punish Jacob for all his deceitful ways. Wow. So if God is saying that now, that, you know, you're feeding on the wind, I'm giving you a chance to repent. God is about to do something in the earth that's phenomenal. Ministries like yours, and I was sharing this with Angela Blair, I was sharing this with Alex Sanford, that God is about to release an anointing in the earth that's going to bring history-making things for the church to the forefront, in the front lines, things that you'll experience and do great exploits that's never been done in Christendom before, in services, in arenas, in parks, in wherever venue God places you. You're going to do great and mighty things in God because God's about to do something. But right now, he's cutting through the pathways of those airwaves that's out there through ministries like yours. Share what you know. What do you see when you go and minister right now? When you look out and you see God is doing different things, I always like to ask this question. It's a question I ask most of the time. What are you seeing God do in the services and in the concerts and the different venues that you see yourself?
Well, I see souls being saved. I see that there's a hunger. People are hungry for God. And they're ready to just, you know, be ministered to. You know, they come in there hungry. They come in there, you know, wanting, you know, to be fed through the ministry. And a lot of times they, you know, a lot of people don't really understand that when you come into God's house, come in expecting something. And a lot of times I don't think people come expecting. But when they get there, it's like, oh, my God. Oh, God, you know. And I see that people are really hungry now in these last days. People are running to the church. And I see
that
in a lot of concerts and things like that they're wanting to be saved, you know. And it's just a hunger. It's a hunger for it.
Right.
And it's good for somebody to come to you and tell you, you know, I was really going through, but when you minister to me, whatever call I'm just saying, you really touched me. It helped me. And that's awesome to know that, okay, what I was called to do, I've done. You know, if you just can touch one soul, then you know that you've done what God has called you to do.
Amen. And you said what you're saying is people are hungry.
Yeah,
they're coming in looking for something.
Right, and they don't want all this fake jaking and all this going on that happens sometimes in these churches, you know, and
that's
all this pretending and all that. They want some real stuff, and they want people to be real about what they're singing about and what they're ministering about. They won't feel it because they can get all that out there in the world, you know. When they come into the house of the Lord, they want some real. They want people to be real and genuine and not just fake. You know, you say one thing, you're doing this, but you're doing another thing. Your walk kind of line up with your talk. My mom used to always tell me, the songs that you sing about, you need to live it.
Because people
are watching you. And you can offend someone with your walk if it's not right.
Wow. And I definitely want to segue to what God's going to do next Friday. Everybody, I want to share with you, if you're in the Metroplex, if you're going to be here in the Metroplex, if you know you're coming, next Friday, November 22nd, the doors open at 6 o'clock p.m., Friendship West Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. Around the clock at the beginning, we'll be hosting Marvin Sapp, an evening of Thanksgiving benefit concert on that night. And tell us what we can expect. We've been talking about the wind of the Holy Spirit and people coming into that place hungry. Tell us, in your own words.
You can expect the Holy Ghost to show up in that place, the anointing is just going to fall fresh, you can just expect the power of God to be up in that place. The release, people are going to get a release through a ministry.
Wow.
I'm telling you, come ready to receive it. Come ready to receive your blessing.
And I want to encourage anybody out there, if you're going through something, that's not that you want to be there, because the Holy Spirit will be there. You know, Marvin Sapp, she's a pastor in his own right, a preacher in his own right anyway. You heard the sounds of CC Godbo tonight, and you heard her share some portions of her testimony. This is what you can expect. Expect God to do some great things. This is going to be a concert. You're going to be entertained, because that's, you know, that's part of the part of what you know, concert venues do. But expect God to be in the house, and expect the church to take place that night.
Yes,
I love when God does that. He turns a concert into a church service.
Yes, Lord. Expect your miracle. It's on its way.
That's right. That's right.
It's on its way. Yes, Lord. I'm excited.
I'm telling you, there's some powerful things that you can expect. And if you can just go to Google and just put in Marvin Sapp Evening of Thanksgiving Benefit Concert and pull up the flyers, pull up the information about that, be in the place next week. Get your tickets early. Early bird specials, 2 for $40, VIP $45, one for $35. But it's going to take place at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road, Dallas, Texas. And get online. There's some opportunities for vendors and sponsors. You can call 972-834-5936. If you're a vendor or you want to sponsor this event, steal some time, 972-834-5936. That was the plug. That was my plug. That was for free. I just found that online. Wait, here's one. Parking is free. You don't have to worry about paying somebody. Parking is free.
No valet.
That's right. And I remember going over there when I saw a play over there. It's a great facility. They got plenty of parking. Obey the people that's out of the parking lot. Don't give them a rough time. They tell you to go this way, go this way.
Don't be ugly.
You know.
Look, don't be ugly.
That's right. It's time to be what we call. We call ourselves Christians. It's time to be a Christian.
Yeah, you
know that song? Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
In my heart.
Be
I
a
want
Christian
to be
in your heart when you get out there. That's right.
Show some love.
Show some love. That's it.
Show some love.
What I want to do, I want to play this song, I Surrender All. I was listening to that. And God has given me a beautiful way of doing that. And so I want everybody to begin to listen to this anointing on CC Godbo's life. And we're going to come back and we're going to have a time with her to share with you how you can get her music and how you can have her at your different venues, pastors, you're listening anywhere and across the world. This is a worldwide program. We're going to share information how you can get in touch with her.
Thank you.
Be right back. This is I Surrender All, CC Godbo. Thank you so much for being here in the audience. Thank you. We'll be right back.
All right.
Dallas, Fort Worth, get your tickets while they last to see multi-award-winning platinum artist Marvin Sapp. It's live Friday, November 22nd at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road in Dallas. Tickets available at Friendship West Baptist Church during normal business hours. Tickets are also available online at jtcxchange.org. One more time, that's jtcxchange.org. Or you can call 972-834-5936 for a ticket outlet nearest you. It's Marvin Sapp live in concert Friday, November 22nd at Friendship West Baptist Church. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Great group rates are available, so call 972-834-5936. Dallas, Fort Worth, don't miss Marvin Sapp. It's live Friday, November 22nd at Friendship West Baptist Church. Get your tickets today for Marvin Sapp.
And we are back with Cece Godbo. She's going to be a part of the event next Friday night. And Cece, I want to give you the rest of the time to share what's going to happen next Friday night. Also, how pastors or event coordinators can get in touch with you to be a blessing to their venues and to the meetings that they have, and how people can find your music so they can purchase it. You've got the platform.
Okay, you can I'm on iTunes, I'm on Amazon, Rhapsody, and also you can also get me, I'm on Facebook, you can download me digital, like I said, iTunes, Rhapsody, and Amazon, and you can purchase my music through.
And tell us how we can get in touch with it so the pastors get in touch with you.
You can contact me via, yes, of course. My email address is cecgodbolt, that's C-E-C-E, Godbolt, G-O-D-B-O-L-T, at att.net. And you can also reach me on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter, and that is at cecgodbolt.
Now, I'm pulling up Cece Godbo, but I don't see you on there. Is it C. Cecilia, or is there a different name
on
there? I'm seeing another person's face. Huh?
On what?
Facebook? On Facebook.
Yeah, it's Cecilia Godbo. Well, on Facebook, it's Cecilia Godbo domain.
Oh, okay. I got you. There you are.
Cecilia. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So
yep. Yeah, there we go. See, that's what I'm talking about. I just put your friend request, and I'm sending you a message.
Okay.
Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being
a
blessing.
Oh, thank you. God bless
you.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, and we're going to look forward to seeing you next week on Friday night at the Friendship West Baptist Church, where we're going to have an explosion of God's power that's going to come in and bless so many people.
Yes,
thank
we
you
are.
Again for being
Praise
a part
God.
Of this show. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Okay.
Let's see you next
week.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Dallas, Fort Worth, get your tickets while they last to see multi-award-winning platinum artist Marvin Sapp. It's live Friday, November 22nd at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road in Dallas. Tickets available at Friendship West Baptist Church during normal business hours. Tickets are also available online at jtcxchange.org. One more time, that's jtcxchange.org. Or you can call 972-834-5936 for a ticket outlet nearest you. It's Marvin Sapp live in concert Friday, November 22nd at Friendship West Baptist Church. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Great group rates are available, so call 972-834-5936. Dallas, Fort Worth, don't miss Marvin Sapp. It's live Friday, November 22nd at Friendship West Baptist Church. Get your tickets today for Marvin Sapp.
And as much as I can, I just want to say again, be a part of that event. When you have anointed people like we just met with Cece Godbo and Marvin Sapp, and we got Dana Hemphill, so many people coming out to be a blessing to you, to bring God in the house as anointed to come down and do some great, incredible things. Be a part of something that's going to really bless you. I'm telling you guys about some great things. Even with Niacom, continue to watch and continue to do what God, see what God is doing in the TV show that's coming up. We've been talking about it for weeks now. We're about to move into a facility, we believe, that God is going to change the nature of things
or the scope of things for NICOM, but not only NICOM, but for the Dallas Metroplex to be able to have a facility where we can do some great and mighty things for the artists in this place that comes through Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth. We want a facility that we can start capturing some things. A lot of times, if we don't capture things, people won't see what God is doing. So we want to make sure we're capturing those things and bringing them before your hearing and also your visuals, so that we're the right wind that you're not feeding on but receiving from, and that you're not chasing after the east wind, but you're chasing after the things of the Spirit of God. We love you and appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, for tuning in on your laptops and Roku boxes and your cell phones and like you said, your Samsung. We thank you for all the ways that you communicate with us. Thank you, Blueberry. Thank you, all the different ways that take us out more virally. We know you're out there. We don't mind. Take us as many places as you would like to take us in the world, because we're trying to reach out into the darkness and bring the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to whomever would hear. We say God bless you, NICOM family, wherever you are in the world. Good night, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are. Have a great, great life.